Florida's online health insurance marketplace as part of Obamacare has been up and running for just over a week. Well, it's been up anyway, if not running. Healthcare.gov, the website where consumers are supposed to be able to shop for health plans, had more than 10 million hits during the first few days. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida introduces you to a woman in St. Petersburg who's been trying for days to log in.
A couple of weeks ago, when I first met Maggie Banta of St. Petersburg, she had no idea she would soon have a place where she could shop online for health insurance, or that she would probably be eligible for subsidies to help her pay for a plan. She knows about healthcare.gov now, but like many others, she can't get on.
I was really encouraged when I actually got to the login screen. I thought, you know, yay, now I can figure out what's going on and get the best information. And I was really disappointed when I wasn't able to actually get through the login process. And honestly, I don't know what it is I'm doing wrong.
At a stop this week in Tampa, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said the website is up and running and blamed the glitches on heavy traffic.
The first couple of days have been rockier than we would have liked. Some of that driven by this enormous flood of interest.
Banta is one of more than 10 million people who have visited healthcare.gov. She works part-time and she's not offered insurance through her employer. Her income is low enough for her to qualify for tax subsidies to help her pay for a health plan on the marketplace. Before she can make a decision, though, she says she wants to know what's out there and how much it's going to cost.
I've been trying to go back to the marketplace since it opened, and I just haven't been successful logging in. You go there and it tells you, you know, please wait, don't leave the site, you'll lose your place in line. So I've been just keeping it open.
Healthcare.gov is designed to show consumers all of their options so they can compare plans. In Pinellas County, where Banta lives, there are five companies offering more than 100 plans on the marketplace. When healthcare.gov is down, consumers can go to individual companies to research their options available with that company. The Florida Blue Retail Center in Tampa is set up for people to shop offline for Florida Blue products. Director Catherine Scooby says they can help consumers get most of the way through the process.
We can show you all the plans that we have here. We can do an estimator to see if you're eligible for something. So we can work you through 90% of the process, right, while you're here. And so you feel like, okay, I've accomplished something.
Florida Blue says it has not been able to get anyone enrolled on the marketplace since it opened for business October 1st. And if consumers are expecting to get tax credits to help cover the cost of their plan, they have to finish their enrollment on healthcare.gov. Florida Blue says they don't have a workaround while healthcare.gov is down.
If you're going to be eligible for a subsidy, you have to go through the marketplace, and we can link them in. So we're just making appointments, and we keep trying. We keep trying to go in just like everybody else. We keep refreshing and seeing. And I anticipate, I mean, the government's working on it. It's not good for anybody not to have people to be able to sign up. So we anticipate they'll have it resolved shortly, and then we can continue to sign people up.
Professor Lisa DeMoss from Cooley Law School says just because there are a few glitches now doesn't mean it's time to panic.
In any event, people have plenty of time to shop and to enroll in an appropriate product. If you apply for coverage by December 15th of this year, 2013, you are assured that you will have coverage in place on January 1st, 2014.
Even though Banta hasn't been able to get beyond the login screen on healthcare.gov, she says she's not too worried, at least not yet.
So even if I wait another month, it doesn't really matter. But I am just curious to find out, what am I going to have to pay so I can plan?
In the meantime, Banta says she plans to just keep the webpage open. Even when she tried to beat the crowd one morning at 4, she still couldn't get through. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
You can look up more information on the plans and other stories that affect you and your health from our Health News Florida website, which lets you right in.